Hello, friends, and welcome to Legal Biz Cafe. I am your host, Attorney Sean, and we are abolishing anxiety right now. Are you anxious much? Today, we are going to take it head on. Why, you might ask? Because anxiety, my friend, is all in your head. It is. I know because I've been there. Seriously, I've been there. And tonight, we are going to stop it cold before it impacts your body, before it impacts your relationships and your business and your life. But first, I want to talk about Legal Biz Cafe and what we are doing here on a weekly basis together. I have been 30 years a business consultant and 20 years a business attorney. And in working with people over all of that time, I find that people are stuck. They are fearful. They are engaging in self-destructive thought patterns that inevitably lead to self-sabotaging behavior. So for this reason, tonight, we are putting the kibosh on anxiety. That's right. So let's start that process by just defining it in layman's terms. We're not getting too technical with it this evening. We're going for the emotion. So anxiety, a lot of times it will appear as a general sense of uneasiness. Now, sometimes you don't even know the source of this uneasiness, and that can be tough, and we're going to talk about that tonight. But sometimes you do know the source, and when you do know the source, you absolutely have the power to make a decision to change things. Now, anxiety can range from a mild sense that something isn't right or that something is left unfinished to absolute intense panic attacks. And believe it or not, I've been in both places, and it is not pleasant. It hasn't happened to me often, maybe just twice in my life, but I remember the first time. I was in my spring of my first year at UCLA, and I was young and excited, and I joined this class called Psychological Statistics. And regular statistics was a prerequisite for that course. Now, I knew what a prerequisite was, but I didn't understand what a prerequisite was. A prerequisite is a class that you need to take before you take this one. So I saw that regular statistics was a prereq for psychological statistics, and psychobiology was my major, and I just blew right past that. And I, in my excitement and being untried, I just thought it was a suggestion, and I found out very, very, very differently. So what can you do when you find yourself in the throes of anxiety like I did that day? Well, let me tell you, two classes in, I knew I was in trouble. The professor was basically speaking Greek to me, and the book was worse. Going home the afternoon of the second class, I felt like I had a headband wrapped around my forehead all the way to the back, and that somebody had put a stick under that headband and was twisting that stick, and it was getting tighter and tighter and tighter. Now, I lived in off-campus student housing, and a bus would take us from campus to the building. Now, by the time I got off that bus, I was fully engulfed in anxiety. My heart was pounding. My head was ready to explode. I was sweating profusely. I was completely nauseated. I stepped off the bus and hurled into a perfectly innocent flower bed. And I said to myself on looking up, okay, I'm dropping this class. Now, it seems that should have been easy, right? To just make that decision before I got to that place of being physically ill. from the anxiety. And that is a very important clue as to what we can do when we find ourselves in the throes of anxiety. Now, firstly, if your heart is pounding, this is serious. I know what was causing my anxiety. Do you know what was causing yours? Maybe you are avoiding making some really huge decision, like kicking your boss to the curb and finally starting building or fixing that business that you've been dreaming about for so long. If you do know the source of your anxiety, then make that decision and then make that move now. You have to. You have to move now because stress kills. It can lead to high blood pressure. It can lead to strokes. It can lead to heart attacks. It can lead to domestic violence. It can lead to all kinds of problems, sex addiction, drug addiction, overeating, all kinds of behaviors that are self-destructive that are really intended to be self-medicating. All of this happens. And you need to make the decision and make the move. Because the people that love you deserve to experience you when you are at your best. And when you are fearful, when you are anxious and irritable, you are just plain not at your best. You cannot move forward in your business or in your life when you're out of alignment, when you're full of overwhelm and you're just sitting in it. So if you are truly out of control in your emotions and in this situation, please see a doctor. If your kidneys were sick or out of energetic alignment, you would see a doctor. Your brain function is no different. Now, I am not a fan of big pharma, but your doctor can stabilize you, and self-love and meditation can replace medication. For most of us. Now, if what you're feeling is actually less intense, then but it's still affecting your ability to fully engage in life, then I do have a few suggestions for you. Number one, I suggest that you absolutely journal like mad. Write everything down. Go to the store, Office Depot or Target or one of your favorite stores that sell office supplies and get yourself a beautiful journal. Actually invest in it. You don't have to spend $1 billion, but you know, $10-$15 on a book that has lined paper in it. I like the lined paper because I write all over the place if I don't have the lines. But journal. Write it all down. Stream of consciousness writing is an amazingly powerful way for you to access your unconscious mind. And as you access your unconscious mind in this way, you will be able to get to the root of the problem. Now, if you find that you do know what the problem is, and the problem really is that you are ruminating, you are worrying yourself sick, then if these are things that you cannot do anything about, then, geez, cut it out. Seriously. Few things are more destructive to your psyche than worrying yourself to death. We talked about this recently in another episode of Legal Biz Cafe. And if you are a worrier, I invite you to go back and look for that episode and listen to it, because there are some very strong tips there for you that will help you break that cycle and break that habit, because that really is what it is. You can train yourself to recognize the negative self-talk. You can train yourself to recognize the worry, the rumination, the going over it again and again. Listen, if there's something you can do about it, then do something about it. If there's nothing you can do about it, then train yourself to just stop it. You are in charge of your mind, not vice versa. You've heard me say that before. Take charge. You need to decide to change your thinking. Seriously. It really is just a choice. I am a court-appointed special advocate for abused and neglected children. And what that means is I work for the court, and my job is to get to know the kids that are in foster care, either in placement or sometimes they're with a relative or some adult. And my job is to get to know that child and to make sure that that child has a voice in the process so that they do not fall through the cracks. And so that's something that the system does for the child. And I have a conversation with each of my CASA kids, and I talk to them about what they can do to keep themselves from falling through the cracks. And I think this is advice that anybody can use, even if you are not a foster kid. And that is to recognize the power of choice. For example, happiness. For most of us, really is just a choice. We can choose all day long to be angry at what someone said to us, at what someone did to us. That person cut me off. I need to chase them down and flip them off. I need to let them know, give them that look of hate, because as Ellen DeGeneres said, how else are they going to learn? Choice is enormously powerful. Enormously powerful with this concept. We manifest absolutely everything in our world from the moment we wake up in the morning. From the moment we get out of bed, everything, getting out of bed itself is a choice. And everything we do from that moment forward is a choice. And based on those choices that we make on a moment-to-moment basis, we set an appointment for where we're going to be in our future. So with that concept of choice, we manifest absolutely everything in our world, including the things that we love, including the things that make us anxious. So, exercise the power of your mind. Exercise the power of choice in your life and make a decision and take necessary and appropriate action to bring that decision to fruition in your life. And only in this way can you abolish anxiety. Absolutely get rid of it so that it does not plague you in your life again. It cannot stop you in your life. It cannot stop you in your business. It cannot put you into a state of overwhelm where you cannot make the decisions that you need to make and take the actions that you need to take in order to feel the success and bring that success, the objective success, into your life. Anxiety is in your mind. And for most of us, we have the power to make a different choice. So exercise that power. Exercise that choice and watch your anxiety simply disappear. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you for joining me on this week's episode of Legal Biz Cafe. I am your hostess with the mostest, attorney Sean B. Arnold, reminding you, as always, to maximize your competence to get the confidence you need to succeed. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.